Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kevin, how are you, my friend?
Doing great, Chris. Always good to be with you.
I appreciate you coming on. I mean, the beloved are always in demand, and the fact that you carved out some time in your day makes me proud and happy.
Well, you know, there's a lot of irony in that nickname, and it wasn't given to me by myself. So Andy McCullough, who's now with the I believe he's with the LA Times now, or last he was. Can't keep up with Andy, but he gave it to me.
I like it. AMBS, baby. AMBS. When I first saw it, I had to figure out what it was, but now that I know, I think it's top notch. Boy, a lot going on, and it's I think it's interesting on the baseball side. I think that both teams have interesting decision. The emergence of Alonso and McNeil, and the quality of the starting staff. Always are a good place to start. And when you look at our football teams and the struggles of the Knicks, and, you know, you really wonder where the core is. We know the Yankees have a core. That's been very clear. And now, you know, the Mets certainly are a lot further advanced with the emergence of Alonso McNeil than they were. So there are stories and interest about actual players, unlike the football teams, in these two baseball teams. They're actually... you know, real interest in how they're going to figure out their lineups and figure out their teams.
Yeah, it kind of makes you root for spring training to get here a little quicker. I did two Knick games this week as well, and I couldn't agree with you more. There's a lot more brightness on the baseball side, much better plans. And I think really one of the most interesting things that's happened this year with the Mets is Brody's gotten a little humbler. And I think that's important because he thought he was going to come in. And I had a discussion with him in the middle of the season in Miami, and I basically laid it out. You know, we had a great talk. I give him credit because he sought me out after one of my columns. And one of the points I made to him was, Brody, for 25 years, you've had guys like myself, media members, just kissing your butt because you're an agent. I said, it's a different world now. You got a producer big time, and your mistakes are multiplied big time. And so I think he's going in there. You know, I really like Allard Baird, his top lieutenant. Spoke to Allard recently. And, you know, they're doing a lot of things, coaching through the organization. You're going to get on the same plane. I think they're finally going to have a culture that's not the Mets culture. And I think that's – and with this pitching staff, you can't waste anymore. I made that clear in a column I wrote.
Yeah, you're right about that, too.
Oh, my God. It's terrible. It's almost like Tom Brady. You know, if he's the GOAT, because Brody referred to DeGrom as the GOAT, you know, you got to surround him. You got to get him in the postseason.
Yeah, we've been around a long time, you and I. And you know, I always use, because it's easy for fans, Marino and his lack of wide receivers. It's like you can't do it. You can't do it. You can't be in this Marino situation with these kind of players. I always use Marino because it's one that people can relate with, that he just never had the receivers that he should have had to make his greatness more obvious to everyone and more obvious in the win-loss column. Hey, before we go further, because I do want to get your take on this, how do you look at the Astros situation, and how do you – look at baseballs? I had mentioned that I thought they will probably stay away from individual punishments, give a big team punishment, and then set some sort of precedent for if this ever happens again. But I wanted to get your take. What do you expect to happen down the road as a result of this Astros stuff?
If Rob Manfred wants to be serious, he needs to do something in a punishing way that hurts their ability to get wins next year. It's got nothing to do with draft picks. I know everybody jumps to the draft and it's going to hurt them in the future. BS on that. I'm doing something that hurts them for next year, whether that may be getting hints suspended for whatever. I'd come up with something where you got to punish them because they basically took advantage of the rules to the 10th degree. And they're not the only ones doing that. We always hear that. But here's the problem, the way I look at it, Chris. You got so many guys in every organization. Now, what did the Astros do? They got rid of all their scouts, basically. They became a technology organization. So you're getting all these guys in, these Ivy League guys in. Everyone wants up, you know, get further along than the next one. So you got to think somebody walked into that clubhouse because they want to be important in the clubhouse and they're not players and say, hey, what if we did this? And all of a sudden somebody signed up to this and they get the camera ready and they went hog wild. So to me, this is something I think it's terrible. And I really think, but this is another example too of undercutting players, undercutting umpires with the rules they put in. The old school, and I'm old enough to remember, see, this would never have happened. All you do is when you realize they're stealing, you know, Maddox would have figured this out in two batters. If you realize they got your signs, however they got them, then you talk to your catcher, you call the changeup, and the next one's right under their chin. And you know, you take care of it on the field. That's how you take care of this. But they've changed the rules so much where you can't even do that anymore. So, baseball, in some ways, is getting what they deserve. It's a 1984 version of Orwellian baseball now.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. We're talking to Kevin Kernan of The Post. And my point was, and I want to know if you agree with it, basically that just like the Myles Garrett incident that happened the other night, the NFL coming down quickly and harshly and as swiftly as possible, they want to get it in the rearview mirror. And they'd like to get this story, Major League Baseball would like to get this story in the rearview mirror. So if you go draft picks and financial hurt, it sort of fades into oblivion. If you carry it into next year with some penalty, then people are still talking about it and it's still a story in your game and you don't want it to be one. And since you're a monopoly, you can kind of handle that. So that was my theory, not that they didn't deserve to do more, but that they want the story to go away as fast as possible. So whatever punishment they come up with, they want it to be something that is ending that day. You're losing these picks and you're losing this much money and you're losing this front office guy. But life goes on, baseball goes on, and let's move forward. Do you think they could do something like that so that this story goes away? Or do you think that Manfred feels like you do have to do something that hurts them next season? Which way are you leaning?
I think you got to draw a line in the sand. And I think I understand what you're saying because that's the usual, you know, getting ahead of the story, public relations, you know, break it on a Friday. By Monday, people forget. You're right. That's how they all think. But if they really want to, if I were them, I keep this in the spotlight for a while so it doesn't happen again. And
right.
That's the key. And then you're telling the other 29 teams, because let's think back to this Mets season. I'm just throwing this out there. Dodgers, I was at the Dodgers game. Diaz gives up those runs. Dodgers run every one of those pitches. I was at the game 5 ALDS in Houston. Tyler Glasnow in the first inning, I think he gave up 4 runs. Astros were crazily on every one of those pitches. Going back to the game the Mets lost, 10-10, you know, they gave up 6 runs in the ninth inning, 7 runs in the ninth inning.
Washington.
Suzuki on the fastball.
Yeah.
On those pitches. I'm not saying that there's something going on, but clearly something's going on. This all doesn't just happen. So it's, I've known hitters forever. I know what they want to do, and I know they'll stretch it any way they can to do it. And I'm very, you know, I couldn't be a bigger fan of Alex Cora and Beltran. They're both players and coaches. But if this is all true, man, you got to nail them all.
All right, let's talk about the biggest questions you have or the biggest challenges for each of our two general managers, and we'll let you go on this Saturday afternoon so the fans can ponder in the wintertime if they are adhering to Kevin Kernan's checklist as to the kind of things that they've got to fix. Let's start with Brody. If you were to make the top 3 priorities for Brody as of today, what would they be?
I would get another reliever, like somebody that's got to close for you because you just can't trust Diaz. That's improvement. We don't know if he can pitch in New York. That's, you know, he might not be able to pitch in New York. If they go down the same path, that's a mistake. You got to get a defensive center fielder, and you got to get more speed and athleticism in the lineup, and you got to start stealing more bases, playing more aggressively, and playing better defense. That's what Brody has to do.
All right.
The rest of the pieces are pretty good. Now, Brian will forever tell you, you know, he wants to build it a certain way. We got the Super Bullpen. Well, what happens to Super Bullpens in the postseason? They get worn out. And who wins the championships? The team that takes their super third or fourth pitcher who's really good and puts him in the bullpen, or maybe their second starter. So that's overrated. The super bullpen from Brian is overrated, and he needs to go out and get that starter the most obvious, you know, I'm no genius here. Cole is the guy. You get him, and you move on. It's really that simple. Strasburg, you're not going to get. He loves where he is in Washington, loves his family. I think he'll just sign back up with the Nationals. But Cole, I've talked to him a lot through the year. Smart kid, loves to win. I think he would take this challenge on aggressively. You kind of do what you did back before 2009. You eat a little humble pie and realize, yeah, we're the Yankees. We're not spending you too bad. You don't like it. Look at our championship.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if they did that just because doing it the other way the last couple of years has not worked, and trying to acquire someone in season, they didn't like Dallas Keuchel. There just wasn't enough there for them. They didn't want to invest in Verlander a couple of years ago when the Astros did. So that hasn't worked. So going in the offseason rather than going in the regular season, even though it's more expensive, is probably the way they will go. In the infield with Andujar, Torres, LeMahieu, Urshela. Yeah, how do you expect them to work all that out? Do you think they can find another position for Andujar? Do you think that's big on their agenda right now?
I'd trade Andujar. I strengthen my pitching, maybe trade Andujar. I was all for last year. They should have traded. I would have loved to seen them made a trade with the Mets and bring Zach Wheeler over. I think Wheeler would have been an answer for them. And if they wind up with Wheeler, I'm still pretty happy with that, too. Because Wheeler's old school. I think he'll do very well with the Yankees. I won't say which Yankee, but we talked about it before the trade deadline. And I canvassed the clubhouse, and a couple of guys that I really trust with the Yankees all said they would love to have Wheeler at that point. So I think that in the heart, you got to move on. I think Urshela's been so great. And he's so defensive. Again, I get back to defense. I'm a defensive guy.
Right.
Andujar, for all his greatness and his ability to hit, if he's not DH'ing for me, then I think I'm putting him in a spot where he might hurt my team. And you can't afford to have your team hurt. Defense is where it's at. Let me just tell you this one last thing I'm thinking of it at me, I think about these things sometimes, especially in the offseason. Pitchers need to work faster. I think that will stop some of this sign stealing. So DeGrom is on to that. They need to read swings better. And imagine this. Imagine if the Mets had made Kevin Long their manager, who finished a very close second to Mickey Callaway. Kevin Long, because their manager, does what he does with the Mets. He's not with Washington. He doesn't fix Harry Kendrick's swing. He doesn't get all those guys together. Maybe they don't win the World Series. So one little decision, it's amazing how it can domino effect.
All right, let's
Yeah, that's why the offseason is so important.
Yeah, I like that thought. I really do. Let's finish with four players and give me your thoughts on the four players, two from each team. Let's start with the Mets. Dom Smith, J.D. Davis.
Dom Smith has to be traded for himself and to make the team better. And then maybe that's where you find bullpen help. It's a waste to have Dom Smith. A week before he made the error in San Francisco, I told Brody, I said, you can't play him in the outfield. He's going to get hurt. He's going to cost you a game. Within a week, that happened.
All right. And J.D. Davis?
Love J.D. Davis. Got to play more. Got to find more at-bats for him. He's one of those. He's got that. When you walk by J.D. Davis, especially if the scrum is in there, he gives you that little slanted look, you know. He's kind of like that kid in the room that knows more than you know, and you need to go talk to him. So I think J.D. Davis could be a big help to them in big ways, and I find more time for J.D. Davis.
On the Yankee side, Brett Gardner, Clint Frazier.
Clint Frazier. You know, I saw him in Tampa the last week I was down there with the Rays. I talked to him, and that's when he told me, you know, and the story was pretty big, but he said, I stopped being GM. This is a kid, I think, who needs to get out. Two things with Clint Frazier. The Yankees either commit to him and make him, you know, get him serious time the whole year long, don't worry about it, or move him. It's not fair to him. And Brett Gardner, I think he's a fourth outfielder at this point. That's why I would bring Clint Frazier and maybe play him more.
There you go. Hey, good conversation. We appreciate it very much. It's nice to talk a little baseball and a little optimism toward the spring, which can't get here soon enough based on what's going on around here otherwise. So I hope it comes fast.
Take care, pal.
There you go. Kevin Kernan, AMBS, America's most beloved sports guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.